The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, every Monday through Friday, we have the kind of information to support your good health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And what might be on the agenda today?
Well, here's an interesting question to pose. It's sort of a rhetorical question because I think we all know the answers. Would Americans be healthier if all doctors were required to learn about nutrition?
Wow. I happened to see that article on the internet, Dr. Slavin. And what was the organization that changed doctors' exposure to nutrition education? The AMA. American Medical Association. That's amazing how that education process has been changed.
Well, here's what they say. In the early 1900s, the American Medical Association removed virtually all nutrition classes from medical colleges so that every student of medicine from there on out would be focused on but one mode of treating patients: prescriptions, patented chemicals that relieve only the symptoms of much deeper rooted health problems. This guaranteed two things. One, return business. In other words, you never cure the person, so they have to keep coming back. And two, easy money for the doctors and pharmaceutical companies that would take over the American medical industrial complex that was soon to be the core of mainstream Western medicine.
Does it have any names of who the individuals were who were decision makers at the time at the American Medical Association?
Well, they don't specifically say that, but you know that they're in league with the drug companies, the insurance companies.
Well, but not only in league, I'm going out on a limb here, but owned by, essentially. Wow.
But what happens when you control the insurance so that, you know, because patients say all the time, you know, I don't want it if my insurance doesn't cover it. It's a shame. Unfortunately, first thing is, why doesn't the insurance cover good treatments? Because it's a conflict to the way they approach things with drugs, because the other treatments actually get people better or are an alternative to the much more expensive treatments. For example, chelation compared to bypass surgery. You know, as far as price goes,
a fraction.
Yeah. And the, you know, trials to assess chelation therapy showed how effective it was. But nevertheless, it's not being promoted. You know, they did that trial in the hopes that the outcome could once and for all say that chelation was worthless, and yet the outcome showed it wasn't, that it was definitely effective. And if you see what happens by not addressing the underlying cause, they keep people sicker, allow people to get sicker and sicker, and controlling, not controlling health care, but controlling the health of the consumer, because they're not giving them the information they need to know to stay healthy. And they're not giving them the treatments required to restore their health. They're just giving treatments, namely drugs, to treat a symptom. So I thought that was, interesting. And you remember, the name slips my mind right now, but when in the early 1900s, Carnegie and Rockefeller sent people around to all the medical teaching schools to get them to change their curriculum to prescribe drugs for everything, because they had bought pharmaceutical companies. They had to figure out a way to sell their drugs, because up until then, drugs were not the solution. You know, medicine was honest at that time. They wanted to look for the underlying cause of the problem, which makes perfect sense. Someone gets sick, let's figure out what caused it, and let's fix it. And then they changed it and said, well, someone gets sick, well, let's just treat the symptoms they have. Forget about what caused it.
It has certainly become a pejorative term, and I'm referring to snake oil. But remember when there were very comprehensive remedies suggested to people who had aches and pains and joint stiffness and that kind of thing? The snake oil actually reduced inflammation. And what's one of the things that keeps coming out from research studies over and over and over again? And it has to do with very healing oils that will reduce inflammation. Underlying so many different illnesses that people are dealing with these days, inflammatory processes, unnatural inflammatory processes, over response by your immune system, hyper response by your immune system, and snake oil helps to reduce the inflammation.
Now, I want to go on to just point out, well, just examples of how we're being manipulated. And you wouldn't think of this as possibly being illegal, collecting rainwater.
Well, it's very interesting. The answer to the question is collecting rainwater illegal in Florida, because Home Depot and different gardening and lawn supply places sell great big barrels where you can collect rainwater to water your garden.
So I guess in Florida, it's legal to collect rainwater?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I never would have thought that the municipalities would have made collecting rainwater on your property, for example, illegal. But in Oregon, one resident was sentenced to 30 days in jail and paid a $1,500 fine after collecting rainwater on his land. There are several states where rain collection is restricted or illegal, and it's totally illegal in Oregon and Utah. I don't know what they think you're going to do with the rainwater. If you water your lawn with it, or, you know, there are some water purification systems that you can make it drinkable, but it gets back into the system. It's not like you're removing it from the whole environment. It'll worsen a drought. That wouldn't happen.
Well, suppose an individual specifically created a rain catchment pond. So I'm thinking of a barrel to catch rainwater. And then my mind goes in, why would the governments make laws that would make catching rainwater illegal? So if somebody had a very, very large pond, and that collecting the rainwater in that pond interfered with the flow of water down some creek or river, something like that, that it might possibly interfere with the flow.
Well,
down river.
I originally saw this topic the other day, because today in Colorado, they will allow citizens to collect rainwater for use in watering lawns and gardens. The new legislation eases part of the state's strict water usage regulations, some of which are established as far back as the 1850s. And I think, you know, we were trying to speculate why they don't want this to happen. I guess they don't want people to be able to live off the grid, in other words, become invisible to the government. In other words, having to buy water or buy electricity, they don't want that.
Right. So it's very, very interesting because as more and more people became self-sufficient, it could potentially have an impact on the sale of water in a municipality, the sale of electricity in a state. When you think of huge numbers of people getting the technology to live off the grid, that has a huge economic impact. And of course, the laws, those are going to be laws with regard to underlying control of the economy.
Well, if you don't remember this, it happened a long time ago. When electricity was first discovered, Edison, it was direct current, which meant that you could have a watermill in your backyard or a windmill, and you could make your own energy and live off the grid. And they said, well, that's no good. We can't control that. So then they decided to make everything alternating current.
And if people were to visit a museum in Telluride, Colorado, they would find out all of the, I'm going to categorize them as dirty tricks, but essentially it was much more serious than that. The approaches that Edison used in order to gain control and to put forward alternating current so there was money to be made.
Well, here's what they say in one particular article. If I can find it again.
Okay.
If you're in Florida and hope to live a more sustainable off-the-grid lifestyle that's free from the influence of energy companies and massive agricultural conglomerates by adding solar panels to your home, harvesting rainwater, and planting an organic garden on your property, watch out. Citing the International Property Maintenance Code, city officials in Cape Coral, Florida, are now forcing Ms. Robin Spironis to use city utilities instead of private solar panels and rainwater or risk being booted from the property. So I thought that's really an invasion.
Violation of city codes when she refused to connect to the city water supply, and she was ordered to pay for water service regardless of her need for it, and that sewer access were part of that whole water payment.
This occurred just 3 months after a Miami Shores, Florida couple was forced to remove an organic garden from their private property in December. In that instance, the Florida city claimed the couple was in violation of zoning laws, despite the fact that the garden, which the couple had maintained for some 17 years, predated the zoning. So it's kind of interesting. You know, the government just wants to regulate anything that you can think of.
To make money. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zambrelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced Medical Testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy, stay healthy, with the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
Did you know you can support your vision and slow deterioration of vision quality? There's an IV protocol to minimize the rate of deterioration associated with macular degeneration. The schedule requires two treatments per week for 1 month, one treatment per week for the next month, then monthly maintenance. Macular degeneration rate has the potential to be slowed when the cells making up the tissue of the eyes are given the nutrients needed. The nutrients needed to optimize how the cells in the macular area function. Nourish your cells and your body will function at its best. Come see Janet Cimarelli at the Institute of Advanced Medicine and learn more. 954-748-4991.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, and I just want to tell everybody that I'm available for half-hour appointments at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. 954-748-4991 is the number to call if you'd like to schedule an appointment with me. And the extra added attraction is when you come and see me for a nutrition counseling session, you get a free Zytoscan. And if you're unfamiliar with Zytoscans give you the information. Tracking your scans over time can be very supportive, allowing you to identify trends in your health, patterns that you might want to pay attention to. And you are going to get a Zyto report that gives you a look at your overall function, the function of your energetic meridians. So lots of information that will help guide you into choosing supplements and understanding how they're supportive of energetic processes in your body. Dr. Slavin?
I want to use an analogy because this is, you know, energy medicine is a difficult concept for people to get their arms around because you don't see it, you don't feel it, and mainstream medicine doesn't believe in it except when it suits them. For example, you know, MRIs, that's all energy medicine, but EKGs, energy medicine, but I want to give you an example of energy medicine. If your energy flow, or another way of saying your electromagnetic fields throughout your body, are defective, let's say the energy is not flowing the way it should, over time it will create a problem.
Neuropathy.
You may not know it right away. So the example I was going to give, if your tires are out of alignment, you know, your car's still going to run, but you're going to wear those tires out a lot faster. And the same thing, too. If your energy flow is not normal or optimal, over time, you're going to be more susceptible to illnesses. And this is really the root of illness, is the energy in your body. You know, you hear more talk these days about mitochondrial dysfunction as the root of all disease. And the mitochondria is the location in your cells where energy is produced. So if you have a lot of people take medications that disrupt the mitochondrial function, that's why you hear about this treatment causing other problems because of its effect on the mitochondria. So this is what this approach does. It's sort of the finishing touch on, you know, you want to take supplements to correct or prevent any nutritional deficiencies. That's very important. But if you don't look at your energy flow in your body, then you're missing out on a big aspect of health. And I wanted to get back to a topic that we've talked about before. And Janet,
yes, sir,
has a very firm position on it. And citizens of New York State are demanding that utility companies provide an alternative to smart meters due to increasing concerns over safety and health. And what I found interesting is that the in their complaint, they point out that these smart meters that are being installed were manufactured in China.
Whoa.
And were approved by the New York State Public Service Commission without any UL certification or testing for microwave radiation emissions, electrical and fire code compliance, or privacy and security risks. So it's interesting that the utilities can just get away with these changes based on for one reason only, and that's their bottom line, without any regard for all those other areas I just mentioned.
Changes under the radar, so to speak.
Now, we just got through talking about your electromagnetic fields in our bodies. The Center for Research on Globalization reports that exposure to electromagnetic radiation produced by smart meters causes a myriad of devastating health effects, which include DNA damage, abnormal genetic and hormonal changes, sperm damage, pregnancy complications, weakening of the blood-brain barrier, disturbance of voltage-gated calcium channels, and that specifically affects the heart, degradation of immunity, and certain types of cancer.
It's interesting to me that if we were to investigate the individuals who made the decision to begin importing these smart meters from China, if they had any kind of education with regard to health and the interaction of these smart meters with the electromagnetism of an individual's body.
I think what's going to happen, like we've seen happen, it takes time, though. When the cigarette companies refused to acknowledge the dangers of cigarette smoking, even though they had that information, it's going to be the same thing here. It's going to take a class action lawsuit to get the attention of these electrical companies throughout the country, not just in Florida.
And suppose people were very distressed and disturbed about the laws about catching rainwater, using solar panels, essentially being able to have a sustainable lifestyle, planting an organic garden. All of those approaches that may have been made illegal, suppose a lot of people began leaving Florida rather than moving into Florida. The people coming into Florida, it's an enormous boon, not only for tax revenues, but for the private sector economy as well. So
what are you saying? You want to push the people out of Florida that are living off the grid and just have people come in who are going to live on the grid?
Well, isn't that what the government is telling you based on the laws that are being passed?
Yeah, I can't imagine it could be that many people.
I would agree with you that it can't be that many people, but so many people are planting gardens. And if they're not planting gardens in their own yards, they are taking part in community gardens. A lot of municipalities have community gardens. I pass churches on a regular basis that have a community garden. I pass condos that have a community garden. So I think more and more people are understanding the negatives that they're exposed to when they are purchasing commercial fruits and vegetables, commercial livestock. It would be really hard to keep your steer and chickens in your yard, but goats and sheep and rabbits.
Back to the future.
Isn't
that the way it used to be? People would just, live their lives in a self-sustainable way.
Right.
They dig a well, they grow their own food.
Right.
And that was that.
Right. And so brand new world we live in. And it's very interesting that that description of life that you just made, Dr. Slavin, could be illegal. Isn't that really difficult to wrap your brain around?
Yeah, that the government is... let's carry it to an extreme. Let's say everybody did that. Everybody was self-sufficient. They didn't have to buy electricity. They grew their own food and they collected their own water. What more would you need? How would the government sustain itself?
I don't know.
I think that really is what they're worried about.
Right.
Because the role of government is really one thing, is for the safety of the population. That's their basic role. Make sure they provide security at every level. For example, the federal government is national security, and at the local governments, you know, it's your local police force and fire department, and that should be their primary goal or responsibility.
What about finance and money, a monetary system?
Well, that's a federal, that comes under the federal government.
Right.
But you don't need it if everybody's living off the grid, right? You know what they used to use? They used to barter, right?
There are still barter clubs.
No, but I mean, you grow food. You didn't have anything else to, give to people.
When you wanted
food.
To take a trip to Disney World, you needed money.
Well, I think it's at this stage, it's
beyond.
Yeah, it's a little impractical to think people would do that entirely. So one of the other tests we do here, and it's a very important test, it's called the InBody. It's a way of determining bioimpedance in your body. And that's another, it's funny how this is also comes under energy medicine, the way they interpret this. And the reason it's important is two people can have the same weight and yet have different proportions of muscle mass and fat mass and water weight, and one could be very healthy and one could not be very healthy, even though they're the same weight, the same height, the same gender. And by measuring the various aspects of how that weight is broken up, you can identify people that need to make changes. And one of the areas that's extremely important, it will identify fat mass around your organs, because that's a definite sign of health risks. So there's a test. What we're trying to do is motivate people to take better care of themselves. The doctors can't do that for you. They can give you drugs, but they can't take care of you.
And on that note, we are going to take a short break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We're talking about, how your ability to naturally produce your food, possibly minimize your exposure to the potentially damaging effects of smart meters, and collecting your own water, living off the grid, so to speak.
Municipalities make it illegal to do that. Kind of interesting.
It's very interesting that those municipalities can use chlorine, chloramine, fluoride, three substances that are used for very specific purposes, but have potential damage to humans who consume those substances.
But, you know, you have all these nameless faces in these municipalities, and nobody holds them accountable. I mean, right? Can you name the person in charge of making your water safe to drink?
No.
Something as important as that? We don't have a clue. Have you ever heard of anybody ever being fired from the government?
Whoa.
I mean, very difficult, because there's no accountability, because, well, you know, I can't say with certainty. It just seems that when you compare government efficiency to the private sector seems to do a better job. And you're making a face. You don't agree with me.
I think that there are people. I'm kind of going back in my brain to a very old book. Maybe 35 years ago. The Peter Principle, that people continued to move upward in a particular area until they reached the area that level of responsibility that they no longer have the ability to function.
They reach the level of incompetence, and that's where they stay.
Right.
Well, here's an interesting fact that came out, I think I saw this on television. It was a income comparison between the private sector and the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the government pays the workers far more than the private sector. It used to be the other way around, that the private sector, you could make more money, but you went into the government because you got better benefits. Now you get better benefits and more money in salary in working for the government, which is okay if you were doing an excellent job. But when I say the private sector seems to do a better job, I think of the post office versus FedEx, for example, and how the post office, by the way, loses money every year.
Why does the post office lose money, Dr. Slavin?
I give up.
Okay, good. The income from the United States Postal Service, that account is regularly raided by Congress.
Oh, is that what it is?
Look it up. Okay, and then think about the United States Postal Service. They're much less expensive than FedEx.
True.
Hello. We're having a very nice introduction to the week.
All right, the Veterans Administration in providing health care versus the private sector.
Okay. Now, who made the decision at the Veterans Administration that they didn't have to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies in order to purchase drugs? Isn't that odd?
Well, I'm just saying, the problem is, in the private sector, you could get in to see a physician right away if you needed to. With the VA, as has been reported, sometimes you have a wait. Now, with certain insurances that have been newly introduced, they've created a similar system where you have a wait, or you can't find healthcare providers in a timely fashion. The more the government gets involved, the worse things get.
Well, aren't those insurance companies, those are private corporations. And
but between the, so they're working hand in hand with the government,
right?
And the restrictions and regulations that they have created for these insurances, you know how insurance should really work. If you think about it, it should be like any insurance for catastrophic illness, because the day to day illnesses pay for yourself. But instead, they include it in your insurance, so now your insurance premiums are higher than they need to be in order to, in order to make money for the insurance companies. If, you know, I explained to people that if you had, I'll give you the perfect example. I had a patient who recently switched insurances, and we don't take that insurance they switched to, but they said it was a business decision that, with all the employees, I guess, is saving $17,000 a year or something like that. That's a big difference, but there's a trade-off with the limited number of providers for that insurance. And I think that's the main problem, where the insurances are dictating to the patient the type of health care they should get, instead of the patient being able to make those determinations on their own. They know who they can see and who they want to see and who they don't. But the insurance companies are telling them, you can only see those doctors because they're willing to work under the restrictions we placed on them.
Why might they be willing to do that, Dr. Slavin?
To get more patients.
Are they not able to get more patients on their own because of their superior expertise?
No.
Oh.
I'll give you an example, and this is a true example. You know, the doctors and their PAs, they'll see 40 patients a day, just enough time to write out a prescription for each one, and they do nothing to really help those patients ever get well. They're just handing out prescriptions, you know, on a daily basis. That's what they do. And more and more people, I think, are beginning to realize that's not the way to get healthy, and we're trying to empower people to take their health into their own hands, because the prescriptions are not going to be the solution to your health problems.
Dr. Slavin, do you have a comment on an article that I read this morning about antidepressants? I know that you've spoken about antidepressant drugs in the past. One of the things that I was reading about was a woman who was hallucinating about committing murder and...
Her children.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they even say that on the warning with the antidepressants. You know, the presumption is you're being given that because you're depressed. And they say it could cause depression, make it even worse. It could even, you've been given it to prevent suicide, yet it can cause suicide. And I think if the information were ever released, when you look at many of these mass shootings, those people were on antidepressants. It really affects how people think. But again, there's no such thing as an antidepressant deficiency in a person. You can look at hormonal problems, nutritional deficiencies. These are where all these problems stem from, but nobody's addressing that, because the drug companies are happy. They're selling their drugs, but nobody else is paying attention to that.
So those antidepressant drugs come with, unfortunately, a very long list of negative side effects, potentially dangerous not only to the individual, but dangerous to society. And using those antidepressant drugs don't get to the underlying situation. And very frequently, unfortunately, there may be a physical indication that affects brain chemistry. So you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, hormonal imbalances, thyroid very much associated with the symptoms of depression, fatigue, headaches, a sense of isolation. So important for people to understand that the thyroid regulates so many different aspects of how your body is meant to function, and depression and low mood is one of the very symptoms that people may experience.
and they use antidepressants. I've had patients come in here. Instead of correcting the hormonal deficiency, like a postmenopausal woman being deficient in their hormones, they give an antidepressant to treat the symptoms instead of addressing the real cause, or thyroid deficiencies.
And I just want to interject here that in postmenopausal and menopausal women, there is extreme demands placed on the thyroid and the adrenals. And when those estrogen and progesterone hormones are changing, as they do during menopause, the stress to the thyroid and adrenals being so much greater, one of the symptoms may very well be depression. Another one of the symptoms is insomnia. And so when a woman speaks to her doctor about her very low mood and her reluctance to take part in activities that typically she enjoyed before, when she speaks to her doctor about the inability to have a restorative, restful night's sleep, unfortunately, the response of the doctor is, here's this antidepressant, it will lift you up, and here's this sleep prescription, it will allow you to get at least 4 hours of sleep a night.
When the doctors don't know how to treat a problem, they prescribe antidepressants. They're using it for social phobia. That means if you don't like groups, we'll give you an antidepressant. They give it to you for obsessive compulsive disorder, just for general anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress, borderline personality disorder. It's interesting they give it for obesity when it's known that the antidepressants can cause obesity. They give it for smoking cessation and alcoholism.
Anxiety and panic, very much symptoms that respond beautifully to thyroid support.
So, it's very important that you read up on medications that you're being prescribed so that you become aware of the dangers, the risks associated with them, because the doctors don't give that much attention when they prescribe a drug. It just gets, they have to see 40 patients a day, they have to get you in and out of the office fast, and that's the fastest way to get someone out, is a prescription.
People leave very satisfied when they have a prescription. They have essentially hope that their issue is going to be cured for. When we come back, more on this discussion. Right now, it's time for a break on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come.
Jana Juice provides you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. 2 easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage from free radicals, energize on cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with 2 capsules per day. Go to Janazon.com to learn more. JANAZON.com.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Delicious, fragrant, moisturizing. What is it? Jana Bomb. The best taste from all organic ingredients to smooth your lips. The best fragrance from all organic ingredients to soothe a bite from mosquito or nocea. Heal chapped lips. Stop the itch from an insect bite. Just a dab of Janabalm on your lips or on a rash and get relief. Janabalm, great for lips, rash, or insect bite. Find out more at Janazon.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we're talking about how antidepressants have been shown to have such a long list of negative side effects. And as I mentioned before, negative side effects for the individual taking the antidepressant drug, but negative side effects for the community at large, because so many of the violent individuals who have murderous intent have been found to have prescriptions and be using antidepressant medication. And there are natural solutions.
Well, I used to think that the answer, you know, the doctors would, if you ask the doctor, why am I depressed? Well, you go to a psychiatrist and he gives you a medication. And his answer, his uniform answer to every question you ever ask is, you have a chemical imbalance in your brain.
Right.
But they can never go beyond that. But then they came up with the serotonin theory. They said, well, you have low serotonin levels, and that's why you're depressed, and we're going to give you drugs to raise your serotonin levels. That's what they call the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And in recent reports, the serotonin theory is as close as any theory in the history of science to having been proved wrong.
Wow.
Instead of curing depression, popular antidepressants may induce a biological vulnerability, making people more likely to become depressed in the future. In other words, it's not this low serotonin that's the problem. And like Jana just said, why not opt for a more natural approach, at least initially, to correct your feelings of depression?
Do you think, Dr. Slavin, that a lot of people are helped with conversation with a practitioner?
I think that's important for a lot of cases.
I do too.
Now, there have been many trials looking at at natural approaches to treating depression, and what they the conclusions they came to, there are four supplements that have been shown to be very effective. They include fish oil, vitamin D, folic acid, and SAMI.
Throw in B12 to that.
Okay. So, I mean, and this gets us back again to testing. You have to know that all your nutrient levels are optimal. But there are a lot of reasons why they may not be, despite the fact that you're taking the nutrients. It could be the quality of the supplement you're taking. You know, if you're not buying it from a reputable, how would you describe a good quality supplement?
No artificial ingredients and superior source base ingredients.
How would they know?
I would review other ingredients for a variety of different chemicals and evaluate the vitamin E in a supplement. If it's synthetic, that supplement is probably poor quality. Evaluate the minerals in that supplement. If they're not chelated, that supplement is most likely poor quality. So those are quickies.
It's unfortunate, again, that the industry can take advantage of people's lack of knowledge in understanding how to choose. You know, you have two supplements. The label says the same thing. It could say vitamin D or fish oil, but you have to look at the label to really distinguish which is a better supplement to take.
Okay. What are some of the manufacturers of the poor quality formulas that are found in drugstores and big box stores? Bayer, Nestle. So those are very, very large multinational corporations that are not using quality components.
So you have the first thing, the quality of the supplement may be a reason why you're not, even though you're taking something, it's not giving you the benefit. Maybe there's problems with your own digestive tract that you're not absorbing the nutrients as adequately as you should. So in that case, you can try digestive enzymes, or you can increase the dosage. I think in many cases, people underdose themselves. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Because they've been told by their physicians that they don't want to go more than the minimum daily requirement, 100% of the minimum daily requirement, which is an absolute arbitrary number and makes no sense because we are all different sizes, different levels of stress, different nutrient intake, variety of different reasons why we need individual information.
Now, I'll give you a perfect example of that. Recommended daily allowance for vitamin D was how much? Was it 80 micrograms?
Or 400? I believe it's 400. I'm not
400
certain.
400 units?
But I see all the time 40, 100.
All right. And then, when I started checking vitamin D levels a long time ago, everybody is low in vitamin D. And then some reports came out and said, well, you should take 1,000 units a day. Well, I checked people taking 1,000 units a day. They were still low. And the dosage that seems to work for the majority of people is 10,000 units a day. And everybody says, boy, that's such a big dose of vitamin D. I said, I'm not basing it on what you're taking. I'm basing it on what's bioavailable. And that's why testing is important. You have to see that. You're supplying your body with the level of nutrients it requires.
We started the discussion this morning talking about bioenergetics, and in addition to an individual's digestive system, sometimes it is a more difficult to assess bioenergetic system in that person that prevents them from properly metabolizing a variety of different high quality nutrients that may be in the supplements that they're taking. And I just want to remind everybody that you can evaluate that bioenergetic response to the supplements and diet that you are providing for your body and your brain, your immune system, every different part of how your body functions, and you can evaluate that with a Zytoscan.
So I mentioned that rather than taking an antidepressant medication, you can opt for a more natural approach, including fish oil and SAMe, vitamin D, and methylfolate.
And I just have to jump in and say, vitamin D3, don't take D2, D3.
And yet, for the average consumer, you can say that, but they still won't know how to take it properly to get the results they're looking for. So, that's why you have to, look for practitioners or nutritionists like Janet to, give you the right doses and how to take everything so that you get the results you want.
I just also wanted to follow up on a comment about private sector versus government sector. Private sector actually is doing a great deal to support the health and well-being of their workers because they're in doing that. They are very self-serving, supporting their workers in that way provides greater productivity. And any number of different corporations are using the expertise that I have to keep their employees healthy.
Especially if they self-insure. A lot of companies do.
Right.
So they want to keep their costs down. Just remember, Janet is here when?
I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 11:30 to 4, and they can call 954-748-4991 for an appointment with me.
And we used to say Janice at Toonies, but not anymore.
Not anymore, no. The end of an era, that had been a very, very long run, and now I am available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. 954-748-4991.
Now, we mentioned you can check your omega-3 levels. You can check your vitamin D levels. There are studies investigating use of creatine, zinc, vitamin C, tryptophan, and folic acid to see how they work. But you can check those levels as well. The point is, if you take supplements blindly, you really don't know what effect, if you're getting the benefit because you may not be taking enough or the product you're using. I wouldn't choose supplements based on price because cheap is cheap. And there's reasons why they can cut the corners on the price.
Poor quality base ingredients, fillers.
And the interesting thing is, you know, we're focusing on measuring nutrient levels, but doctors prescribe drugs right and left, and they never measure anything. They just wait for the patient to get sick to say, oh, I guess we ought to change that drug. It's making you sick.
With regard to the vitamin D level, Dr. Slavin, mm-hmm. very often the recommendation is no higher than 2,000 IUs, even though the patient's vitamin D levels may be 31.
Yeah, and the reason you pick that is 3,100 is the range, so a doctor says, well, you're in range now. Everything is good. I think they came up with that RDA, recommended daily allowance, to keep people sick, because when you optimize nutrient levels, you actually help restore health.
And vitamin D was an important nutrient that suffered with that RDA because so many people became deficient. And when your vitamin D levels are low, your risk is higher for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer. So many risks, and such a very reasonable solution with vitamin D3. That music means that we've run out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.